homes and businesses across South Dublin. The broadband network operator said the project will take around 2 years to complete. Sterling surged 2% yesterday on reports of a UK U-turn on the mini-budget. It's holding steady this morning at $1.13. Investors are also nervously awaiting an impending deadline for the end of the Bank of England's emergency bond buying programme today. Netflix is to introduce a subscription option subsidised by adverts for $7 a month in November. The company thinks it will entice budget-conscious customers and jumpstart growth. On the currencies, €1 buys 86.4 pence sterling and 97.9 US cents.
Hi, I'm Clara and I'm a jewellery box ballerina. Yeah. Now, with work, I'm constantly on my feet, literally going in circles. So being in a cold house just wound me up the wrong way. Then the home energy upgrade happened, with significant government grants from SEAI for attic and wall insulation, heat pumps, you name it. Search SEAI Home Energy Upgrade to reduce your use and your energy bills and discover a new world of comfort.
Supported by the Government of Ireland.
The IBEC HR Leadership Summit, one of Ireland's leading conferences for HR leaders, takes place in Croke Park on October 20th, focusing on HR's strategic role in driving business forward. Hear from global thought leaders about employee engagement and activism, HR and the metaverse, capitalising on continuous disruption, and much more. Book now at hrleadership.ie.
RTE Radio 1.
My Fair Lady is now in full bloom at Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
Absolutely brilliant.
Magnificent production. Top class.
I was wowed by it.
Best stage show that I have seen in decades. I don't want to leave.
An experience not to be missed.
Absolutely excellent. It nailed every number.
Talent was outstanding. Really, really enjoyed it.
My Fair Lady must end on the 30th of October. Tickets available now.
Entertainment updates on RTE Radio 1.
Sport on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
It's time for sport and Des Cahill is here.
Yeah, morning, Mary. We're going to start with the reaction to last night's European games, and Shamrock Rovers suffered a rare home defeat. They lost 2-0 to Malta in the European Conference League at Tallaght Stadium. It's a defeat which means the Hoops cannot now progress from their group, and adding to the frustration of their players was the fact that the first Malta goal was clearly offside. Tony O'Donoghue spoke with Rovers' Jack Byrne.
Yeah, just disappointing. We started well. I think Raina had a good chance and just went the other side of the post, and we felt as if we were doing well, but Dave obviously scored a goal, and just seeing it back there, and it's obviously offside, so disappointing at this level for officials to get that wrong, because it didn't feel right in the game as we were running back, and the ball got crossed, he was kind of in front of us. I think he was probably, me and Sean Harbour, probably the last two back there, and he was in front of us and had a free header in the 3 yards out or something, so that was disappointing. But
should you have argued more?
We didn't know. You know, it happened so quick. Probably felt as if he was off, he probably should have got it right, because he's in line and he's looking right across the line. But so at this level, when it does happen, you do feel that they probably did get it right. So.
But there's no VAR at this stage of the Europa Conference League, which is unfortunate as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's disappointing, especially just, you know, when you see that tonight in such a big moment at the game. You know, obviously go a goal down against a good team is difficult to come back from.
That's Jack Byrne. In the other game, a group.